Want access to search and listen to the entire webmasterradio.fm archive of over 1,500 podcasts commercial-free? Just become a webmasterradio.fm elite member for less than 99 cents a day. Otherwise, the last 60 days of content are on the house. Webmasterradio.fm. We're everywhere.
Don't be fooled by your web analytics. If you think your web analytics are giving you all the information needed to manage your paid search accounts, you'd be shocked to see what they're not telling you. How are you tracking sales received over the phone that resulted from your PPC ads? Now, you can track call-in sales by campaign, search engine, and keyword with Engine Ready Call Analytics. Optimize top spending keywords with more accurate tracking and achieve higher PPC profitability. Get started now tracking your PPC call-in sales with Engine Ready Call Analytics. Visit EngineReady.com to see how easy and inexpensive accurate call-in tracking can be. EngineReady.com.
Feeling better, looking better, making life better. It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Welcome your hosts, Byron White and Amanda Smith.
Welcome to the Life Tips Show, everyone. This is Byron here. Mandy, how are you?
I'm great. And you know what we're doing this week that I'm really excited about? We're going to continue on with our wave of health. It's a whole, you know, month long of great health alternatives versus like our normal green stuff. So we're going to get as healthy as we possibly can, Byron, from all these great guests and their great tips.
Right on. Well, I have to tell you, I've had 700 gallons of water since our show last week. I have purged more toxins out of the body than could possibly be imagined. And I hope we've broken the record with Marlene's last week and having our guest show up on her website, phbodybalance.com, and getting the free strips or the free stuff she's giving away to Life Tips listeners. But this week, I understand, we're interviewing Heather Picken, a personal power coach for women and inspirational speaker, an author and creator of the 6-Week Fat Burning and Mind Empowering System. Wow, that sounds fun. It's for women, but I'm going to tap into it and hope that I can get some body love from her program as well. So that's exciting. Let's take a quick station break, everyone, and we'll be right back with Heather.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
Hey, this is Danny Sullivan from the Daily Searchcast. You know, we love bringing you the news every day, and that's made possible by the sponsorship of BruceClay.com. They've just made Inc. Magazine's list of the fastest-growing private businesses. They've exhibited and sponsored at my conferences from the very beginning. Bruce has got that long-standing search engine relationship chart, had been out there with the code of ethics, been a search engine expert in the field for ages. But did you know that Bruce Clay can do more than help you with just SEO? They can do PPC, web analytics, web design, marketing strategy, promotion, and branding. Everything you need for success in the online marketplace, you can check it out from the professionals at Bruce Clay Incorporated. For over 10 years, offices worldwide, they've got answers you need. Check them out today at BruceClay.com.
Bruce Clay Incorporated.
Can you believe how long it takes to order food here? Here we go. Excuse me.
She's not even looking over here.
Great service is hard to come by, whether you're sitting at a bar, restaurant, or creating effective search advertising campaigns.
Excuse me. I think we need to go somewhere else.
It's easy to feel forgotten, especially when your advertising budget is on the line. LookSmart serves up to 400 million queries a day with a side of the best customer service in the online advertising industry.
Hi, how are y'all doing today? What can I get you folks to eat?
You were right. This place is so much better.
LookSmart, premium and performance advertising solutions.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
Welcome back, everyone. We're here with Heather. Heather, welcome.
Hello.
Thanks for being on the show today.
Well, thank you for having me.
Indeed. So tell us a little bit about your program, your mission, and a new book you have coming up next year. give us a quick skinny, no pun intended, on where you're coming from and how you can help our listeners.
Yeah, my program, the six-week fat burning and mind empowering system for women, which everyone can find out more about that by going to www.mybodyisfitnow.com. That all started once I got into the personal training field. I don't do the one-on-one training anymore, but it came from that need of realizing that in order to achieve our ideal body, we have to get the mind right. Because once we get the mind right, then the body follows. A lot of times, well, I would say most of the time, people have it all wrong. They say, well, I'm just going to do the nutrition and the exercise and think that they have it all figured out. But in fact, that's not so. I mean, the mind controls everything, particularly the subconscious mind. And what the system does, it gives you tools how to really tap into that ability to create that awareness within yourself so that you can stop doing those things that you know you shouldn't be doing, like maybe emotional eating or telling yourself that you can't get motivated. So when you're aware of that, and when we talk about subconsciously, 98% of our habits and our beliefs are through our subconscious mind. So that's why it's so challenging for anyone trying to change, especially when they're starting something new. So there's a whole process, and I take women through that step-by-step process, going through the 6 weeks, using those mental tools, and then in conjunction with that, I give them the right exercise and nutrition part. And after, you know, it really started in my office taking this program and then doing several trials of it, you know, taking hundreds of women through it, finding out what works, what doesn't, tweaking it, and the results were just amazing. So then I just, you know, really felt that I wanted to get that out on a much larger scale, and that's where I just put it online. And then the other thing that I have going on is a book, and it's called Body of Love, 57 Secrets to Creating Your Ideal Body and Living and Loving Your Life. And this really goes kind of beyond the system. And what it focuses on, well, it's in two parts. The first part deals with my relationships and how my weight would change. It would go up and down. And then the second part are the tools for transformation. So I go into more into the mind, but really creating your body from your personal power. You know, that is where you can tap into that energy that allows you to develop that awareness, to keep yourself focused and in the moment, to allowing yourself to really change in a way that is empowering instead of coming from that perspective of using willpower.
Now, Heather, is your program, what makes it unique from some of the other empowerment programs that are out there? Is it more meditative? Is it more nutrition-based? What sort of gives you guys the edge?
Yeah, well, with the six-week program, I designed it in a way that change is very easy, and I do have specific meditations that women can download, and I focus more on the mind, and I, you know, after doing it so many times with clients, I find that is really the key and the secret. And if you, you know, any area in your life that you want to empower, it all starts with making that decision. And in order to make that decision, you have to have your mind programmed the right way.
Now, what do I need? All right, so use me as your ball of clay. What do I need to sort of look at before I begin my transformation? Do I need to look at stress at work? Do I need to look at my nutritional diet? What do I need to address first?
Yeah, I mean, that is a great question. Anytime a woman purchases my system, it comes with a 30-minute consultation. And what's really important in this is that when I get women and I ask them, you know, why is it that you want to change? And they say, well, I just want to be a smaller size. I want to be healthy. But the thing is, it goes far beyond, because you mentioned stress. Now, the thing is, we have seven areas of our life. We've got physical, financial, spiritual, career, relationship, mindset, and social. So what happens when one of those areas becomes unbalanced, someone or something overpowers that. So the physical part, if you're physically unfit, that is affecting the other areas of your life. So I can look at a woman just based on what she's telling me and say, oh, okay, you've got a problem in your relationship. Let's address that. How is having your ideal body going to empower you in all those seven areas? You just cannot focus on the one, because if you do, it won't last. So it's really important to get clear on what you want and to write down at least 25 to 50 empowering reasons. And if you can't come up with those reasons, then you don't have a strong enough reason why. And that's really important to link how important it is to you to achieve that ideal body.
Now, can I liken this to an engine, to getting all the cylinders working on the same level and all the cylinders are balanced out equally? Is that sort of the goal, is to just balance everything in your life?
Yeah, I mean, it is all about balance. If one thing becomes out of balance, then someone or something, like I said, will overpower you. So physically, if you're unfit, then you will find the different areas being affected, whether it be your relationship or your career, your mindset. You know, I find a lot of women will email me and they will say, you know, Heather, I am just so frustrated. I think about this 24/7. I think about what I'm going to eat. I think about what I'm not going to eat. I think about what I'm going to wear. And they have that ongoing dialogue within themselves. They can't stop it. So it's really important to realize, you know, what exactly is going on in your life. Like you mentioned before, stress, all those components definitely, you know, are important.
Now, this is the 6-week fat burning and mind empowering system. Is this for helping me address, like, short-term stresses? Like, I'm planning my wedding right now, and that is chock full of these little short-term stresses. Or is this more like addressing the long-term overall stresses in your life?
Yeah, you know, it's about everything, because I talk about thoughts, I talk about feelings, and, you know, anything. When you talk about stress, stress is something that we created. It started through a thought. So we've got about 60,000 thoughts a day. So if most of them are stressful, think about how that is going to take you away from what it is that you want. And every time that you're thinking a negative or stressful thought, that elicits a chemical in your brain. So it produces what's called a neural network. So you habitually start to think and act and behave from that pattern. So what I do is I help women really break that cycle and develop that sense of awareness of what they're doing.
Now, on a more physical level, I've heard theories that stress produces some sort of chemical reaction that retains body fat. I know I've seen it on a commercial somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any truth to that whatsoever?
Oh, absolutely. It produces cortisol. Absolutely. And the interesting thing, when we're talking about emotions on a cellular level, your emotions get trapped into the cells. So that's what causes that type of hormonal trigger. And until you know how to release that, then you'll just keep stuck. And that is you know, a very important issue that I address in my book. What I kind of had my breakthrough experience is that I had gained this weight, and, you know, even being in the fitness field, I was dieting and exercising, and what happened is that I had this imbalance in my relationships. And no amount of exercise and dieting, you know, I know my stuff, I'm an expert, didn't know what the heck was going on. I had to really go deep within myself, do a lot of research and studying, had to travel all the way to Hawaii to understand that everything is created, you know, it starts with our thought, and everything that's going on in our bodies, it happens on a cellular level. I mean, this has been scientifically proven by Bruce Lipton, his book, Biology of Belief, and he says that our cells, you know, are basically, you know, what we're thinking of our environment and our thoughts and whatnot. We can no longer necessarily blame it on the genetics, because that brings it back to a belief system. So it's really important to understand, and I know in my case that I had to work within myself with these issues until I could release the weight. So it goes far beyond calories in, calories out.
Right. Now, well, first of all, I want to go to Hawaii to study to study health and nutrition. That sounds pretty awesome. So now, do you ever address things like, for example, women who are pregnant, you know, how to maintain that balance when their body is going through a major stress?
You know, I say to those women, really listening to your intuition, and I do talk about that in my book, and what I mean by this is to live your life being fully present and asking yourself, does this feel good to me? Obviously, when you're stressed in that situation, you know, asking yourself that question, does it feel good for me to eat this? What does my body need? You know, our bodies have this innate intelligence to answer those questions, and the thing is that we're not receptive to it. You know, we're so much operating from the analytical mind of, well, my doctor says I should do this, or the news research says I should do this, when in fact, if we just go within ourselves, then it makes it much easier to make the choices, you know, not complicate things too much.
So the first step into improving your life and personal transformation would be to just identify the areas of your life that are causing you problems, to identify, you know, poor nutrition or to identify the major stresses, right?
Yeah, you know what? It's never about the nutrition or the exercise. It's always about some deep meaning and what you need to learn from that. You know, for most women, when I consult with them, I realize that some of the areas that are challenging for them, that they're being unbalanced, is their relationships. So what happens when those become unbalanced, they subconsciously create these patterns of overeating, and they're aware of it, but they cannot stop themselves, and they can't identify what the underlying meaning of it is. So until you learn how to address that issue, then you're going to stay stuck.
Well, okay, so now, say I've identified the stresses in my life, and I'm ready to take the next step. Are there some mantras that I can say to sort of get my head in the game? How can I prepare myself for making, because it's not just identifying the problems, it's actually addressing some of the problems, which can be really scary. If you have major relationship problems, you know, those are things that you need to address, and that's a pretty scary thing to face. So how do I need to prepare myself mentally for facing stresses in my life?
That is a great question, and one of the secrets is really learning how to be present. When you are present, you are fully in the moment. There is no such thing as stress, because what happens is that stress, what we think of as stress, is created from a past event that we're linking to emotion or something that we're fearing in the future. So for someone that says, I'm stressed, you know, what makes you believe that you're stressed? Well, this and that is going on. You know, developing that awareness of what you're telling yourself is probably one of the first things. And really question it. You know, why am I feeling this way? Okay, I'm feeling this. Release that emotion, because if you keep that inside, that again is going to trap all those emotions within your body. And of course, you know, when it comes time to releasing the weight, you might find yourself being stuck or, you know, gaining more weight. So it's important to be present, develop that awareness, and be very gentle with yourself. You know, be nurturing, talk to yourself in a kind way, and just say, you know what, it's okay. I'm going to release this feeling, and I'm going to do something else or find a better way to approach this. Because most people, when they're looking at a problem, they're asking themselves the wrong questions. They're saying, why am I so stressed? Instead of saying, how can I relieve the stress right now, right in this moment? So if you were to take your attention to your breath, you know, just focusing on your breath, you know, taking a deep breath in and then releasing it, that is being present. And then you will begin to slow down your breathing and come to a better solution instead of carrying on that dialogue within yourself that is negative.
Now, I know you say that there's, you know, that it's really not based on nutrition, but do you put any stock into the whole, you know, organic movement, the whole green movement, whole foods, natural, you know, cleansing your body of you know, extra toxins and things like that? That can certainly contribute to a better lifestyle, right?
Oh, absolutely. I believe in, if you can eat organic, that's great. food in its natural whole state. Again, if we're going back to being intuitive with our bodies, we will feel good. I mean, obviously, if you're eating a whole piece of pizza and some ice cream, chances are you're not going to feel that great afterwards. Whereas, you know, if you're eating a nice piece of chicken and some brown rice, you're going to have that kind of pleasant feeling in your body.
I wanted to just learn a little bit about what is different from your program and how it distinguishes itself from others.
Yeah, well, like I said before, I really focus on the mind. You know, I've been in this business forever, and I address really how to reprogram your mind, changing your thoughts, being present, having that awareness, really forgetting about being too attached to the outcome. I think that's key. And learning to work with change in a way that is comfortable, because what happens is that a lot of times when people go on programs, they take on the energy of it being too much, and so they just quit. So with my program, I have you do a couple things, like every week. You know, you pick very small goals, and it's very easy and manageable, and then you build upon that.